Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley. I'm here with my main man,
Marcus J. Moore. What's up?
He's TOP's resident music expert, and he's actually going down to South by Southwest here on Tuesday for the music part of the festival, which is the 15th through the 20th, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Now, have you ever been before? This is the first time?
First time ever.
Awesome. What made you be like, all right, this is the year I got to go?
Because every other year I would find reasons not to go. Like I would always look at the schedule and I would look at, you know, taking time off, but then something would come up or I just wouldn't do it, or I'd get scared by the price of the badge or whatever. And I just decided this year, like, nope, I'm gonna lock in this time. I'm gonna go ahead and do it. I'm gonna get the Airbnb and treat it like a vacation. So I'm not really on deadline when I go down there. I turned in my last story this morning and I'm just going down there to hang out.
Sounds like me with the Oscars, man. Eventually, you're like, you know, we just do it on your own dime and figure out, you know, hustle, trade, barter, and figure out ways to get there.
That's it exactly. That's it exactly. So, you know, thankfully I have a Pitchfork badge so I can just go and get into all the shows. So.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you listeners, if you're hearing this, it'll be on Tuesday. So Marcus will already be down there, but we wanted to grab him before he left. So when you get down there Monday, and then what's sort of like the plan?
See, that's what I'm still trying to figure out. But Monday, when I get down there Monday morning, I'm pretty much just going to walk around because the Airbnb that I rented out is right downtown, I'm told. So
like
I'm
walking distance.
Walking distance from everything. So I'm just going to go down there, just drop the bags. I'm going to go to the convention center, get my badge. And from there, friends just tell me just fall into different places. Like you can have a schedule if you're that rigid about what you're going to do. But for the most part, you just kind of go down there and fall into stuff. Like if you see a venue playing music, just walk in. Because for the most part, a lot of that stuff is free. And literally every indie musician is down there, all within a very confined space. So you never know who you'll see. There are going to be a lot of DC folks down there, a lot of folks from LA, New York, et cetera. So I'm just going to go down there and see the next big band to see if there's someone else I should be covering when I come back.
Right. And one day you'll be like, oh, I saw them back at South by Southwest.
I remember him when.
Who are some of the, are there any local DC bands or anything coming down, you know?
Well, not bands per se, but I'm really looking forward to what, there's an artist named Visto who I've been covering for a few years now. He does like this, this blend of like electronic dance music and hip hop. And he's really, really good. He stays out in Laurel, Maryland now, and he's been making some he's been generating some buzz here locally for a while.
Visto.
V-I-S-T-O. Okay. Visto. He's great. A legend is going down there, a producer from my hometown, from Landover, Maryland, Kev Brown. He's going down there, and he's doing a few showcases.
What all has he produced, just in case they're listening?
You know what? He's Busta Rhymes is a huge fan of his.
Okay.
A huge fan. He reminds you a lot of like I don't know if our listeners are familiar with like J Dilla and like he reminds you of like that era of A Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul and stuff like that.
Right.
And he tells me he's finishing a new album and I guess he's going to go down there and play some songs from it. And another legend, a few legends are going down there actually. Asher Rue is another great one who actually did the theme song for Boondocks.
Ah.
He was the one rapping on the theme song, won a Peabody Award. He's going down there. Kokai is going down there, and just a bunch of my folks I just cover locally who I've grown to know over the years are going to head on down.
Nice. Is it? I've never actually been, but is it similar to a film fest where you can buy like a badge to get you into everything, or you can do it piecemeal, or how does that actually work? Like, do you actually have to get tickets for each show?
That's a great question. It's kind of piecemeal actually. Like, I have a badge, so in theory, I'm able to get into all the shows because a lot of the shows down there don't have cover charges. It is literally you flash your badge and you get in. But I've also seen some where there's a cover charge. I've seen some where there's the covers like anywhere from 10 to 20, others that are totally free. You don't even need a badge. So I think it's honestly just every venue does something different. Every promoter does something different. And so I have a badge, so hopefully I can get into all these things. But I hear even with that, it's crazy because literally everybody, every music journalist, from the biggest publication to the smallest, can get a badge, and so they fill up venues pretty quickly down there. So
nice.
Hopefully it all works out. But either way, that's the thing. It's like I want to go to a lot of shows, but if I just go to a few shows and I just hang out with the wife, I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. I don't really have to go to every single show. I cover shows all the time. So
it'd sounds be like good. Heaven for a few days. You and your wife and some bands. Yeah.
Exactly, for a full work week.
And who, who else are you looking forward to seeing? I know you mentioned some of the heavy hitters. Anyone else we haven't mentioned
you
yet?
Know, I'm really, really looking forward to seeing Anderson .Paak. He, in early January, he released a really excellent album called Malibu. Thankfully, I reviewed it for Pitchfork, and we gave it Best New Music.
Nice.
And we gave it an 8.6 out of 10. I think it should have got like a 9 or a 9.5. It was that good. But I'm really looking forward to seeing him. He was on Dr. Dre's recent album. He was on 6 of 16 songs. Oh, and he's a newcomer. But he's great. I'm also looking forward to this R&B trio from L.A. named King. They originally came out in 2011. But for whatever reason, they were supposed to come out with a full-length album in 2014, but it just never came out. It finally came out in early February 2016, and again, thankfully reviewed it for Pitchfork, and now they're playing the Pitchfork Day Party. Pitchfork has a day party down there on the 15th that I can't wait for, and they're both performing there.
Nice.
So those two are the top ones where I'm like, I can't wait. I'm going to meet them. I'm going to hang out with him, and I'm going to see him perform. That's going to be great.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
It is. It is. I've already been in contact with both of them. They're like, yeah, man, just let me know. So,
oh, that's awesome.
That's pretty great.
Let's say someone's in their car driving to D.C., work in D.C., never been down there. Explain why South by Southwest is so big for the music community.
South by Southwest is huge for the music community because, in theory, that's where bands go to get discovered. Because every music journalist, every tastemaker, every DJ, you name it, is there. And hopefully there are journalists there who are looking to break out the next artist. So South by is huge, especially for bands who have been bubbling under the surface for a while, but they need an audience to showcase what they do. So in years past, you would have some musicians who would go down there, give great performances, and then the next thing you know, they have big record contracts and they're performing on all these different shows. So Anderson .Paak, again, is someone who comes to mind like that for me, where it's like, okay, he's been bubbling. He came up with this really good album. It's gotten great reviews. Mm-hmm. Now everybody gets to see him. He performed on Colbert, but now everybody gets to see him in person. For free. A lot of stuff is for free down there. So
yeah, I mean, it's kind of similar. I sort of know the movie side of it. It's similar. Brie Larson just won the Oscar for Best Actress, and first time I even became aware of her was because this movie blew up at South by Southwest called Short Term 12, and she was the actress in it. I think it won the top prize down there, and then. She did a couple other movies, but that's sort of how it got the ball rolling. And just literally like 3 or 4 years later, now she has an Oscar. So it's sure it's similar with music artists. You know?
Yeah. That's the theory is that, the way we consume music is a lot different now. Yeah. I mean, you can stream a lot of stuff and not have to go anywhere. But the theory is, folks like myself, folks like Bob Boylan and everybody, we all go down there for that specific reason to see who else we should be covering, because the Kanyes, the Drakes, and all of them, they're good.
They don't need
any more coverage. What about the next wave of artists? And that's where South by Southwest comes into play.
Any others we haven't mentioned that might be that you might check out?
There's so many. Like yesterday, especially, my email just blew up with like all these different things that are going on at the same time. The DC showcase should be pretty good. So I would say, again, I would reiterate Visto as somebody that folks need to check out. If you like electronic dance music, if you like hip hop, he's a really, really good one. Yeah.
And, and I assume you'll be, I think we're going to set up a live blog. You're going to maybe tweet some photos when you get to some shows or.
Yeah. I'm going to do a little bit of tweeting. I try not to bombard my followers too much, but I'm going to do a little bit of tweeting. I'm definitely going to be all over like Instagram and things like that. And that's it. Yeah. Just other than that, it's just a vacation, enjoying some shows, man.
How do they follow you? What's the handles?
Twitter is at Marcus J. Moore, and Instagram is _ Marcus J. Moore.
And you can also do the at WTOPENT as in entertainment. We'll be, retweeting you and following along, and we'll set up a live blog for you, and it'll be fun, man.
Thanks. I appreciate you.
I'm looking forward to it. Awesome. Marcus J. Moore.
Thanks
for coming up.
Thank you, man.